Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Big Science, Ernest Lawrence and the Invention That Launched the Military-Industrial Complex, by Michael Hiltzik, read by Bob Sauer. Introduction, Creation and Destruction. On July 4, 2012, a pair of international scientific teams announced that they had discovered an elementary particle known as the Higgs boson, with the help of one of the most complex research machines on Earth, the Large Hadron Collider. The Higgs boson had been the target of an intensive search by physicists for nearly a half century, or since its existence had been posited in 1964 as the carrier of a field that gives mass to matter in the universe. But it took the collider to find it. The scheduled announcement at the Geneva, Switzerland headquarters of the European Organization for Nuclear Research, CERN, the collider's builder and owner, drew spectators from around the world and the highest echelons of physics. Present was Peter Higgs, 83, the British physicist who had predicted the existence of the particle that bore his name stared, like every other guest, at a screen at the front of a CERN lecture hall. On it were displayed PowerPoint slides of data produced from the almost unimaginably violent collisions between beams of energized protons that the LHC experimenters had aimed at one another point blank, hoping to coax the Higgs boson into showing itself for an infinitesimal moment within the resulting maelstrom of energy. The numbers told them, to within a convincing range of probability, that the experimenters had found the Higgs boson. When the presentation ended, there was a standing ovation for the research teams and expressions of awe for the incredible apparatus that brought them their victory. Everything about the Large